This morning we have the honor of taking Holy Communion or Eucharist or the Lord's Supper, however you have termed it. Through the centuries, this has grown to be able to touch people's lives in many different ways. I personally look forward to it each month because it's a way that it reminds God set in place through the Last Supper, through Jesus' life and death and resurrection. God set up a way for us to tangibly experience the forgiveness that Jesus provided on that day. And so as Jesus sat down with his comrades, his best friends, his people that experienced life with him, experienced death with him, experienced so many healings and teachings with him, he took the bread at some point in that meal and he got their attention and he says, "This is my body, broken for you." Each time we eat this meal, remember me. Remember what I've taught you these last 3 years. Remember the legs that were healed because we were to glorify God. Remember those who were mute and now can speak. Remember those who were blind and now can see. Remember these things. After the meal, Jesus took the cup and he gave thanks to God. And he says, "This is the cup of the new covenant, shed for the forgiveness of sin. Each time you drink from this cup, remember me." Gracious God, we give you thanks and praise for this table. We thank you, Lord, for the fact that you have set it years ago for us today, so that we may gather around the body and the blood of Christ and remember the sacrifice that Jesus made for us, so that we may have a relationship with you, so that we may experience your grace and your mercy in our lives, so that we may be truly set free to glorify you, to produce healing and wholeness in the people that are around us. We ask for your powerful anointing to be upon this bread and this juice, Lord. Make it truly be your body and your blood, broken and shed for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Lord. Amen. In the United Methodist Church, all are welcome to come forward who are searching for their life in Jesus Christ.